Dave Moore on Today FM.
Welcome to the Full House of podcast. No, it's not. It's not a podcast about Full House, the TV show. It's a full house, as in everyone's here. Hi, I'm Dave. You got Cahal.
Well,
got Emer.
Hello.
Got Maria.
Hi.
We're all here. It's been a long time, I think, since we've all been here.
Yeah.
Are we excited, or is it just like run of the mill? I mean, I was pretty buzzed, but everyone else seems to be a bit like...
I was kind of liking it was just me and you.
Oh, okay.
You know, lads hanging out. Dude, I'm a lad.
What's that vine? Just a couple of guys, a couple of bros being dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing better than a couple of guys being dudes. Is that?
I don't know. I don't know any vines.
And
they were roommates.
Maria, do you know any vines?
No, that's anyone I know. I know them from Dave.
Yeah. I have taught my daughter, Nina, do you know the bye-bye driver meme? So there's a Scottish lady on a bus, right?
Oh, yes.
And the bus driver, for some reason, is videoing, probably because she's so hilarious. Anyway, so they're getting to her stop, and she's like, he says something to her like, you know, oh, you're going home now. I'm going home now. Yeah, I'm going home now. And then they get to the stop, and she goes, okay, thank you. Bye-bye. And he goes, bye-bye. Bye-bye, driver. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, driver. Bye-bye. And she's getting off, and the doors are closing, and you can still hear her down the road going, bye-bye.
Yeah.
So now, Nina, that's our only way of saying goodbye to each other. But my wife has no idea what it's from. So every time, like yesterday, I was going out to go football training. I was like, okay, see you later. And Nina's like, bye-bye, driver. She's like, what is it? Tell me what it is. And no one's told her. So it's just between us. It's brilliant. But yes, vines. Cahal, get on vines.
Well, you can
vines
now.
Vines are not a thing now.
There's TikTok of vines now, which is kind
no,
of...
No, don't mind that. No. YouTube compilations. 25 minutes of
that's
vines.
But there's TikToks of compilations of vines now.
Okay, no, honestly.
That's too many social media sites.
That's, I know.
My brain hurts.
You've given Emer a headache.
Yeah.
Guys, are we joining Blue Sky? Anyone on Blue Sky?
I am on Blue Sky.
I'm on Blue Sky.
What's that?
I'm not joining anything else. They keep trying... They're very good at trying to hook me into Threads.
No, Threads is weird.
They're very good. But
you can't be on them all.
I don't want to be on them all. I've reached my limit. I'm done.
But hang on. How bad is X, like, right now? Like, it's so
bad. I don't go on it.
Like, it's just
garbage.
Literal vomit spew garbage. Yeah,
there's lots of boobies popping up on X lately.
Oh, really? You're getting boobies.
All right, all I'm getting is like...
It's what you search, is it not?
No. I wish it was. Because then I get slack call, but it isn't. It's like, I constantly get served like, don't watch these videos of people dying if you have a soft heart. I'm like, when would I ever want to watch this? Or like, tragic photos taken seconds before disaster. Do not want any of this.
Are you pressing see fewer, less often though? Are you pressing
yes.
that?
All of it. And it keeps coming back up.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It is messed up. Like, I could be watching like a clip of Roy Keane. See, I love X for GAA updates. Yeah. It's brilliant because clubs and PROs of clubs are brilliant at keeping scores. You know, they tweet every second of what's after happening in the match or whatever. But you could watch a video of a clip like that a certain GAA site would put up, and then now it does the TikTok thing or Instagram or like
the
them,
next where video, next video. Comes up.
And the next video is like nothing to do with it. It's like. Like total,
potentially, yeah.
Oh, like
not
I
great.
Got a couple of very filthy videos in a row recently. Actually, now you mention it, and then it was like, and then it was Taylor Swift getting into a car.
Yeah,
and then it was another filthy video, and then it was Paul Mescal eating chicken wings. Like, what is this?
But you could be in the queue for a coffee. Like
I would have been that guy who said for years, like, I've no problem with my kids, you know, going on the internet, you know, going on social media, whatever, as long as like they're, you know, controlled within the realms. Or I would never let one of my kids get X. Like,
really?
Absolutely, Facebook, whatever.
But they don't want it.
Instagram, TikTok, yeah, whatever, Snapchat. But there's no way they're getting X.
Really? But they don't want X. They want TikTok and Snapchat, isn't it?
Yeah, because TikTok is, for a while, was like, oh my God, TikTok's so what? It's like, TikTok is so calm by comparison to X.
Yeah. Yeah.
X is unhinged, like.
And if you're in, and the TikTok algorithm, if you start liking stuff, it will just keep giving you that.
It will feed that to you.
Threads is so weird. It's just a load of people doing like, prove me wrong, or saying really controversial things.
So you're on Threads on X.
I literally just have it. I've never threaded it.
But you'd have a look or whatever.
I think
and now Blue Sky.
I've been on Blue Sky for about 2 years.
Same.
I've never done anything.
So what is it? What is
just
nice Twitter?
Except how long until it isn't is my question.
Like, yeah.
You know, it's nice now, but there'll come a time when it will.
I can't keep up with everything. I like thought of having to have another thing to scroll on actually gives me migraine.
But it's a generational thing, right? Right. So people who are older than us, you guys, me. So my generation is Facebook, right? And that's where your auntie is. That's where your granny is. Where your mas and dads are. Like, I know I'm that age, but I'm just not there. But I'm Instagram is whether I'm that age or not. That's kind of I'm saying, Maria.
Yeah, we all talk about it.
Yeah, but maybe
he's still on Instagram.
But that is kind of the next generation down. Like, you know, they're on Instagram. Yeah. Then below that, then it's just TikTok.
Yeah.
And then below that will be whatever comes next, I think. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you're going to find
your
happy
place.
You're
on the mall.
I'm on the mall. I'm not engaged
with the next generation, then the next generation, then the next generation. So which one do you want? All of them.
Yeah.
And they'll just have one big app.
Yes.
That you'll just go on and be like, you'll click into
notifications
and be like, what would you like?
App. But they all kind of feed into each other as
they
well.
Do,
don't they
do, yeah. There's an Instagram every time you go on. It's like, look at this thread. And actually, speaking of dirty things, like we were sitting on the couch tonight, Nikki was like, look at this. So it was like a photograph. It was like suggested thread. And it was a photograph. It was like, me after two glasses of wine. It was like a suggestive shot. And then he clicked into it because he was obviously like, what is this? It was just some young with a really basic selfie. He's like, why am I being sent that?
So see, this
like,
is where...
It wasn't even boobies. Like, it was just a bit of a
one.
Crap selfie with
threads
her boobs a bit out.
Tried to grab me because, like, with really clever, they'll cut off the thread.
Yeah.
Mm. Or else they'll put, like, the top of the picture. So one of them was... So apparently Henry Cavill has... four brothers. I think it's four or five brothers or whatever. But he is the most hunky of all the... No, they're all fine looking men.
Sure.
But I mean, he's Superman.
He's Henry Cavill.
Do you know what I mean?
He's also in the movie industry, so gets a lot of help.
Of course. So the picture, it said Henry Cavill, if he was in... Henry Cavill and his brothers, if they were in SpongeBob SquarePants. And it just gave me like it looked like blue sky.
Oh, I would,
like,
I would
oh,
claim
for
that.
God's sake.
I would claim
I
that.
Needed to see it, so I went and I Googled
Henry Cavill. You didn't give threads the credit.
I'm not going there. Stop trying to entice me. I will find other ways. And it ended up being Squidward and his brothers, but like one of them is hunky.
Oh,
and the rest of them look like Squidward.
Yes.
So I was
like,
oh, gas. Okay, glad I didn't join threads for that. They know what I want, damn it.
Yeah. Who's the brilliant Irish scrum half who did Dancing with the Stars and all?
Peter Stringer.
Mm. Did you ever see the picture of Peter Stringer and his brothers at a wedding? And his dad, right? So anyway, it's basically this thing where Peter Stringer and his brothers are all bald and they're all about the same size and they all look wearing the same suits because they were all part of a wedding party.
Yeah.
And they all just look the same. And I wanted to show my wife, except when you Google it, all you get now is... someone has face swapped Peter Stringer's face into all of them. So and I'm trying to show her. No, it's actually really good. She's like, that's just face. I'm like, no, not this. And I'm going for hours trying to find the original picture. It just doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Strings, you're a legend and your family are cool.
Strings, threads,
get it. Strings with a
full
Z.
Circle. We can end this podcast here.
New social media, Strings with a Z.
I like it.
Well, there.
And no why. Strngz.
Yep.
And what's it about?
Memes, SpongeBob memes.
Boobies.
Yeah, boobies.
SpongeBob with boobies.
And everyone's shouting at each other.
I was signing up for that.
come here. So lucky to chat to Kneecap. They have an amazing movie out on Prime Video. Surprisingly called Kneecap, which is so good. You have to watch it. If you haven't seen it in the cinema yet, get it on Prime Video. But when I talked to the lads, I asked them who they would like to play them in a movie.
How has it been for you lads becoming actors? Is it easy to transition from one type of performance and then go into something completely different?
He's behind you.
It's
the roles we were born to play.
Well, we try to get out. Like, we obviously initially asked Brad Pitt to play all three of us.
No, we wanted to get Eddie Murphy to do all three of us, like Norbit.
Hillary Clinton. I asked Hillary Clinton to play me, but she said, I don't act.
No, we took it because obviously we're well used to doing this kind of stuff, performing on stage and stuff. So it was one of them ones. We obviously done acting classes for a few months. With Kieran Lagan and stuff. So it was one of those ones we kind of took to naturally and we all really enjoyed it.
It's dead easy acting. You know, feel sorry for anybody who spent 40 grand of their dad's money to go to acting school and and then they're in a wee play down in the local community centre.
And now they were in a Halifax advert.
No, we had to commit ourselves to the acting. We understood how detrimental this movie could have been to our music careers if it was shite. It would have had a negative impact on our music careers. So we fully committed ourselves to the classes. We would have to, like, stare in each other's eyes for 10 minutes sometimes is one of the exercises. That's one of the exercises you do to learn how to act. I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but it worked. So give it a go.
Okay, so who would play us in a movie?
Well, who would play you? I know who you're going to say.
Who do you think I'm going to say?
Ed Helms.
I was actually, I did an interview recently with The Independent, I think, in relation to my book, and it was just a series of Q&As, and one of them was, who would you like to play in a movie? And I said, I did say, when I was younger, a lot younger, 30 years ago, people used to say that Stephen Baldwin, who I think now is a bit weird, looked like him. No, I was a lot skinnier. But anyway, that's what people said. So I said that. And I said, but then recently I've been told I look like Ed Helms in certain pictures. So I go with that. Then I said, but actually, if I could have Oscar-winning Kelly Murphy play me, I'd pick him instead. So it's got nothing to do with me. He doesn't look anything like me, but I think I'd like, you know, you'd want someone with proper skills to play if you're having a movie made about your life. Not there's anything wrong with Ed Helms now, all of a sudden.
Animated Hank Scorpio.
Hank Scorpio.
Live action Donald Gleeson.
Donald.
Oh,
Rachel. Isn't he like your fave?
Yeah, it's disturbing because I fancy Donald Gleeson, but not Cahill. So there we go. It's different.
Emer?
Probably. Oh, God.
Hang on. Who was your woman in the movie that looks really like you?
Oh, it's your one in It.
It, yeah. Like Dermot was texting me over the weekend. Like, look at this!
She doesn't look like you anymore. She looked at you like she looked like you.
The new It.
At the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
was it? I don't remember.
It was it.
She must have been in another movie. I watched. Oh no, I did watch it. Yeah,
like Amy Adams, I guess.
Amy Adams, yeah.
Sophia Lillis.
Yeah,
Sophia Lillis. Okay, Google Sophia Lillis there and see, and Google Emer
Shannon. Oh yeah, I see it.
You can see. Yeah. Oh no, she had long red hair.
Yeah, I know. But even there, just your eye, her eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could be related.
You could be.
There was also a.
Would you not? Sorry, just if your personality, would you not like choose? I don't know, New Girl Zooey Deschanel kind of. Person.
Yeah, then she dyed her hair and a dyed red hair. Dyed
red hair is not going to work. Yeah.
There was a wig. There was a girl who played, I've never watched Love Hate. You'll probably know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
She was the prostitute.
Debbie was her name, yeah.
And I worked in retail at the time in office. So I was on front facing to the public and she was on the telly every Sunday night and every Monday without fail for about 3 weeks. It was like, are you your one who plays the prostitute in Love Hate? And I was like, no, I'm not. And then one day there was these lads walking by and there was a bit of a scuffle on the street and they kind of were following me and I was a bit like, oh my God, what's happening? Oh my God. And they were like, come here. And I was like, oh no, what's this? And they were like, you're your one from Love Hate. And I was like, I know.
Oh my God.
At some point you need to lean into that and go, yeah, I am.
And then I met her and we actually looked very dissimilar in person.
Oh, okay. She's always in her knickers in that series.
And of course,
what's the colour?
Famously, I'm always in my knickers.
I can't get the cardigans onto Emer. She's in her knickers all the time. It's ridiculous. Rita Devereaux.
I think I would like it to be someone like Christina Hendricks or something. Oh, she has to wear a wig because I don't have red hair. Mm. Or Ashley Graham. You know Ashley Graham? She's a model.
Oh, I do know Ashley Graham. Yeah. Yes,
she actually walked in Victoria's Secret fashion show a couple of weeks ago.
Right. You seem to be saying, but you see, I'd like it to be
because I for maybe for look that way, but for personality, like
John
Jennifer
Cleese.
Oh yeah, I pronounced it wrong.
John Cleese, Jennifer Lawrence, John Cleese.
Yeah.
Particularly in his Basil Fawlty era, obviously.
Of course.
Very good.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence or Sandra Bullock is they're good shouts.
Sandra Bullock could be very you.
Yeah. Okay.
Sandra Bullock like Miss Congeniality era.
Yeah. I'll go with that then.
All right, there you go. There's your answers there now.
John Cleese is very good.
And in a shock casting call.
Octogenarian right wing British actor.
Yeah.
Such a pity. Cast to play
such a pity.
Black haired Nick. Still his full suit as Basil Fawlty.
Yeah.
With the mustache. Amazing. Right. Listen, the other thing we talked about during the week, which was a great fun, was the last time you impressed your partner, and oh my God, you guys are so funny. Maria, you spotted something online actually, which has already led to a number of conversations around here today.
I actually really like this post. I saw it online. It's from a guy called Dude I Am Batman.
Nice. You already know he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
But he put up a picture of something that he's made from Lego. And it's a Lego QR code for his home Wi-Fi. somebody comes in.
Yes,
and
rather than trying to tell them the password.
Yeah, they just scan this and it connects them to the Wi-Fi.
So I knew you could do that. I don't know anyone who does it, but I knew you could rather than say, okay, mine is Sky8596MP and the password is...
Yeah.
I'm not telling my password because I don't want you hacking my Wi-Fi. But you know what I mean? But like, rather than doing that and going through, because it's all letters...
That is actually very handy.
No, yeah, it's so handy.
You can do a, you just walk up with your phone, point it at the QR code, hit go, and it just goes, oh, you want to go on
this
Wi-Fi.
You can just print, you can print a QR code off by Googling it or whatever.
Yeah, I think you can just do it in your phone and it just creates a QR code and then you can obviously print it off, hang it up. But this guy made it,
he made it
on a
Lego
board.
Yeah, so he's a big kind of white Lego flat board.
Yeah, my kids have loads of those ones, green ones usually, but yeah.
And then he just has all different shaped black pieces of Lego and they're all made into, it's very detailed, very particular.
Well, it has to be QR codes by their nature, if as everyone probably knows.
Well, even if there's one bit out of place,
exactly,
it's not going to pick
so
it up.
That doesn't work though.
It does work.
The Lego thing works.
There was people under on the comments, there's people underneath going, oh, I checked it, look, and taking screenshots of what it brought them to, and it's his wife.
Well, hang on, of course it works, otherwise why would he spend his time doing it? Like, a QR code doesn't matter what you view it on, as long as it's built correctly.
Yeah.
You know, you could make it out of anything. Blueberries on a plate, if you could position them in the right place. Obviously, the grid of Lego makes it much easier to do that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he said, it's the first time my wife said a Lego model is cool and agreed to let me hang it in the living room.
Yes!
So she was well impressed.
Hanging it in the living room, that's the key.
But then it made me think about the times that you impress your other half.
Oh yeah, well this is the conversation that spun out of this, because we've been talking all morning about how rare it is that you impress your other half, and we're all at different parts of our relationship. Maria, you're married not that long. I'm married for a very long time. Cahill, you're at the fledgling early parts of your relationship.
The bright fluffy days
where people can still impress each other. But Cahill, what would it be for you? What would impress your partner Claire if, like, when was the last time you impressed her?
Oh, getting an answer right of a question on The Chase.
Oh, really? That was.
Yeah, do you know?
Look across the room.
I could get. Yeah, then she said, wow. Yeah. I could get six wrong before it, and then I get the one right, and I say, I should be on this show.
Do you remember what the question was?
Oh, last one was the capital of Finland. Helsinki, guys, if you didn't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Very impressive.
But I'm not going out with you, am I? And I won't be now after that reaction.
Maria, when's the last time you impressed Johnny?
I think it's usually something to do with DIY situation. So
gotcha.
I think I changed the handles on the cupboard under the stairs. And he came in and he went, did you change them? I went, yeah. He was like, well done. I lived on my own. How do you think I survived?
Yeah.
I can do these things.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But he was impressed. So I was secretly proud. Yeah.
I can't, although I am self-proclaimed Mr. DIY, I love doing that. I can't impress Tracy with that stuff because she's just as good at DIY as I am. So the problem is I go, look, I built the showroom. And she's like, yeah, well, you did that. I built this. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Damn.
But I did impress her recently. She went away with her friend for a spa weekend. So she was away for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Brilliant. She came back the most relaxed woman alive. And when she came back, I assume she must have expected to come back to a tidy house, you know, all kids still alive and functioning.
Yeah.
Well, probably then a list of chores, you know, that would just mean go, okay, well, that's what I'm going to be doing on Monday morning when I get up or whatever. Yeah. But I had gone and done not one, not two, but three washes.
Wow.
Whites, two darks. I found the settings on the washing machine. I wasn't entirely sure what they meant, but I figured it out. Put in the little pod things. In fact, my wash machine has a little extra door in the front. If you forget something halfway through, you can put
fancy
something in.
Pants.
Yeah, it is very fancy.
Wow.
And so I even at one point found a pair of white socks.
You can put clothes in.
No, yeah, like, so
you
when
open
you're
the door.
Yeah, when the wash is on and you go, oh, don't look at these bloody socks. I open the door, it pauses the wash, you last them in a little chute, like a chute.
No
shut
way.
It again.
Yeah.
Like,
isn't that class?
Oh, I thought you just meant like liquid or something.
No, the clothes.
No, it's I forgot to put those socks in and they're the only thing in the wash basket.
Yeah.
Fling them in halfway through the wash.
So you know the round door?
Yeah.
It's in that. It's like another door in
You've
that
just impressed
door.
Your washing machine has impressed me.
What's it mean? Anyway, the point is, She was very impressed that I had managed to do 3 washes. They were dry, they were folded, and they were like kind of outside everyone's room of who then, because the kids need to deal with them once they're.
Yeah.
You just give them to them, well, you put them away. But yeah, that, and that, genuinely, I think she was like, wow, thank you.
And you didn't ruin any clothes?
No, no, everything was, everyone washed was white. Fine. Everyone was white, was white. Everyone was colours, so yeah, no, it was fine. Yeah.
I would be impressed if, like, if I came home from work today and the wash basket was empty.
I gather by that you're expected to go home from work and the wash basket will not be empty.
Johnny!
Morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Now, this didn't impress your husband. What did you crochet?
I crocheted a QR code.
Wow. QR code? That's unbelievable.
It works, doesn't it? Yeah, it works perfectly. I'm amazed. I impressed myself. You know?
I'd say so.
My husband is not impressed, but I am.
What was the QR code for?
It's for my mum. She has a little shop down in Westford Town, a little craft shop.
And, oh, what's it called?
It's called Crafted with a K.
Crafted with a K, okay.
Yeah. And she's in Westford Town. And but she has recently set up a website for the shop as well.
Okay.
So my brother just mentioned it to me the other day, like, because she sells all, you know, crafted, handmade things.
Gotcha.
You know, lots of different things, like, but lots of knitting and crochet stuff as well. So he gave me the idea the other day to try do a QR code for the website. So I said I'll try it, but I didn't think it actually worked because, you know, it's crocheted and I'm,
absolutely, I yeah, it's not because I mean the thing about QR codes is they're so mathematical, like they're put across a grid and you wouldn't know that whether crochet could be as exact as that, but it obviously can.
Yeah, clearly it did. Like, I mean, I sent a little video into you there, like, and it actually works perfectly well.
Amazing.
Like, you know, it's amazing. Well, I don't know what's amazing. Is it the technology is amazing or my crochet?
No, I think it's a combination of both, but definitely you're crocheting, Anne. And where is the crocheted QR code now?
Well, it's still here in my house in Galway, but I will be sending it down to my mum to put in her.
Of course, she can put it in the shop.
Yeah,
yes.
She's going to put it in the shop window. Well, actually, I don't know because she doesn't know about it yet. My brother was going to do it for as a surprise for her. So.
Well, let's hope she's not listening. So
yeah, well, she's probably busy working in her shop.
Yes, so. Exactly. And that is amazing. Honestly, properly amazing. Yeah, yeah. We're all very impressed, Anne.
Well, thank you very much.
We hope your mum is. Yeah, exactly. All right, have a good day.
Thanks, Dave.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Trisha's in Westmeath. Trisha, your partner, Roger, impressed you yesterday. What did he do?
He finally got tickets for Glastonbury.
Glastonbury! Oh,
wow.
How did he do that? Was he on the website all morning?
No, he just set up. He had 2 laptops going, 2 phones.
Yeah.
And my son's laptop went straight through. 8 minutes and we got our tickets.
Ah, unreal. So Glastonbury 2025. And is it just you and Roger?
No, there's 5 of us. We got 5 tickets.
Wow, unreal.
Yeah, so.
And have you ever been before?
Yeah, we were there in 21.
And what's it like? I mean, is it everything you hope it is?
Amazing. It's something everybody should experience.
Wow, incredible. Yeah, well, you get to experience it twice, you lucky thing.
Yeah, so, yeah. One of our friends, another young boy, he's 17, 18, he's going there for the first time. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. Amazing, well, right.
Bring the kids into the music.
There you go. Listen, well, Roger, fair play to him. Give him a pat in the back for us, all right?
I will indeed.
See you, Trisha. Have a lovely weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I was saying that you might compliment your man this weekend and see what happens. John's made a point.
Jesus, I'll tell you one thing. If men got confidence from the ladies, I think they're in fierce trouble and I got caught doing something.
Jerry's got a lovely one in today.
I know this sounds totally cringe, but my husband impresses me every single day. Now, to be fair, he's a carpenter by trade, so he has that going for him, but every day he just does something that impresses me, whether it's fixing one of the kids' toys, something they've broken in the house, which is a lot. And if he doesn't know how to do something or fix something, he'll just turn to his friend YouTube, and pretty sure that by the end of it he'll have it sussed and he'll have it fixed.
Very impressive and very nice that you see that, Chair. Richard's been on.
Let's be honest here, lads. Niall didn't just get up and decide to go and put tyres on the car. Like, Niall was told to go and put tyres on the car.
This is Niall, the husband, who went and put the tyres on the car of his missus and brought it back with a coffee. Richard doesn't believe in true romance, it seems. But it happens. Isn't Elisa's story?
I literally just pulled over because my husband rang me and said, "Where are you on the road?" And I told him where I was. And he said, "Pull in, I'm coming after you with a coffee." because when I was leaving this morning, the coffee machine started cleaning itself, so I didn't have time to wait around for it. And so he chased after me on the road and brought me a coffee. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. That is very romantic and a very nice thing, Lisa, at this hour in the morning. This is lovely from Anya.
I'm a bus driver and I leave too early in the morning to have my breakfast or coffee. And when I'm on my second loop of the bus run, my partner has probably a breakfast bap and that he's made at home and a coffee sitting either on a pillar or a post, or maybe he will meet me along the way with it. That's how he impresses me.
That is nice. Going around your second loop of the bus and there you go, you got your little bap and your tea or coffee or whatever. Jessica's been on too.
Hi guys, my partner Adrian impresses me every day like everyone else's, but mostly he's so weather prepared. So anytime the electricity goes, he has bought a gas stove for me and he's got all the little bits to go with it, so he can make me toasties and he can make me tea, and he's just the best. He's always thinking ahead. Very, very organized.
Very organized is right, Jessica. What you've got there is a survivalist. So, you know,
a Bear Grylls.
Yeah, well, you know, these lads who live in bunkers down in the deep woods in America, in the Midwest. He's one of them, except she's in Ireland. Michal, I think she's impressed, Michal.
Yes, Dave. Every day my wife tells me that she is impressed with my abilities. So every single day. Just last night, she told me she was impressed with my ability to sleep through the baby crying again for the 365th day in a row. And yesterday as well, she said she was impressed at my ability to not see the mess around the house. Another amazing ability.
Amazing. Michal, you're doing us all proud, my friend, doing us all proud. There you go. There's so many men in Ireland just going, I am just trying to get through the day, and yeah, I've never impressed her, not the once.
Well, maybe they'll try harder after hearing that.
Yeah,
maybe.
But it's not only about men, it's the women too.
No, yeah, in fairness it is, but there were a lot of men doing good work in fairness as well, like leaving
a lot
out
of bringing coffees.
Coffees, yeah, yeah, coffees, yeah, and yeah, lunches, and just looking after that everyone, yeah, knows, yeah, what it's all about.
I actually just very quickly did not impress my partner the other night because, again, blue sky.
Yeah.
I was re-signing up and I kept doing the, you know, are you a robot thing? And right, I just wasn't working. So I gave Nikki my phone. I was like, why won't this work? And it was like, so say I had like two dogs in the images. Like, if these images appear in the below, click them. But I was looking, I was like, well, they don't look the same. So I was like,
so
no. I went through 15 of them and they were like, you're clearly a robot. And I had to get Nikki. He's like, are you a robot?
you know the ones with the bridge, and then you're looking at it, going, is that a bridge?
Or
Or I got one the other day, and it was like press the steps, but like the very edge of the step was on, like, and I was like, just that. Should I do that or should I not do that? Or
yeah,
you know. And then I didn't know. Actually, does it matter if you can just press some of them? Robots can't press them. Yeah. So does it matter?
Yeah,
it's such a nonsense because like robots can do anything that we can.
Fair, but I suppose it's that thing of it's the robots can they can't look at an image and decide a thing.
Yeah, they can. No, they can't. Like, at this point,
traffic lights, like when the traffic lights ones are there.
I did see a great meme which was like me doing my tax returns. And it was just big giant scribble, everything wrong. It was like, and me stressing about whether or not there's a traffic light in the bottom right picture. And the guy just sweating, going, oh my God, I've got to get it right. I'm not a robot.
Maybe we are.
Maybe we are. Yeah. Yes. Listen, the other thing that's happening is I've got a book out called Dave's Bad Jokes. And thank you to everybody who's picking it up and sending me pictures. I am very touched. It is brilliant. Absolutely amazing the support it's getting so far. But one listener called Stephen was struggling to understand one of the jokes in the book. And I got a message in, and it's asking me a question about my book, Dave's Bad Jokes, the book. And it is from Stephen. And Stephen says, Dave, I received my copy of Dave's Bad Jokes yesterday. Excellent, Stephen. Thank you very much for getting it. Loving the book. Read most of it last night, but I didn't get the joke on page 78. Can Dave please explain that one? 78. Okay, you ready? Carl, Maria, see if you get this, right?
Right.
Carl famously doesn't get jokes, Stephen, so maybe he's in your camp. I couldn't work out why Genesis and the Beatles never got together to form a supergroup, and then I realised what they'd be called. But don't say it if you get it. But do you get it?
Wait, are you... What? Are you asking... what are you asking of me?
Do you get the joke?
You didn't give the punchline.
No, there is no punchline. That's the joke.
Oh.
The punchline is already
clearly
within.
It's a no.
So Marie doesn't get it. Carl? No, obviously.
No.
Okay, I'll explain it in a few minutes' time. I can't believe you don't get that joke.
Dave's bad jokes on Today FM.
Okay, so the joke on page 78 of my book, Dave's Bad Jokes, Stephen sent in a text and said, I got the book, read most of it, don't get the joke. Christy the Postie says, oh my God, they're so slow. Jesus, Carla Maria, says Marie.
Sorry, I got it 2 seconds after.
Lynn
we...
says, Dave, I'm usually slow and I got it straight away. Don't mind them. The joke
I
is...
I didn't understand that you weren't giving us a punchline. So I was listening, waiting for the punchline, not thinking about what
And I knew that there was something of the two of them together, but I was getting Jeetles and all sorts.
The best thing was, okay, so the joke is, couldn't work out why Genesis and the Beatles never got together to form a supergroup, and then I realised what they would be called, ... And you go back in your head, and when you have a supergroup of two bands, you usually mix a New Kids on the Backstreet Boys, or whatever it is,
like
right?
A celebrity couple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
New Kids on the Boys. New Kids on the Backstreet Boys.
No, but just, whatever. I'm just
correcting
you. NKOTBSB is actually what it was called. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is you put the start of one and the end of another together.
Yeah.
Maria straight away said, Venus? Which actually almost works.
Yeah,
no, as Christy and everyone else said, it is Genesis and the Beatles. You take the start of Genesis and the end of the Beatles and you get
genitals.
That's the joke. It's Don't worry, the rest funny. Of the books of the joke, the rest of the jokes of the book aren't as hard as that one. They're much more easy to consume. So there you go. Hope that's all cleared up now. Genitals.
No,
not
just
Venus.
I know. Genitals.
Sorry, I'm Jeetles. Proud of Venus. Venus is great.
Venus. I couldn't. Yeah, Jeetles. But if I saw that written in front of me, I think I'd.
Oh,
I'd get
sure.
It.
Yeah.
No, you're not known for that.
No, you're not. Dave's Bad Jokes book available wherever you get your hands on your books. You should be able to find that. This podcast available wherever you get your podcast. But you've already got your hands on it because thanks for listening. 9 to 12 Monday to Friday, you'll get us on the radio and see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.